नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी।
सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव मेमोराइज्ड ऑल द फोर वर्सेस ऑफ चतुश्लोकी? वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड। ओके, तुम पहला वर्स बोलो। वेरी गुड विवर्शन, यू कैन से द सेकेंड वर्स। Okay, you have to try work a little more on that. Okay, Jai Govinda, third verse. হ্যাঁ, এটাই বলবে কেন স্যার? তৃতীয় শ্লোকটা কি? হ্যাঁ আচ্ছা, ঠিক আছে ঠিক আছে, এটাই বল। বৈষ্ণব চরণ থার্ড ভার্স। Very good. And the fourth verse, we will say the fourth verse. Okay, Sudharma.
Eta vadeva jighyasam tatta jighyasanatmana annaya vitirakkam bham jatsat sarvatra sarvada.
Very good. So, isn't it nice to memorize the verses? In this way, so easily you can become pandits. And how it actually helps is that when you are focusing on the verses, you are focusing on Krishna. Otherwise, what happens? Rite artham yat pratiyatam. You are in Maya. If you forget Krishna, if you are not in connected to Krishna, then you are in Maya. So you want either Krishna consciousness or Maya. Where do you want to be? You want to be Krishna, in Krishna conscious. Then it's always good to fix your focus, your mind. You will notice when the mind is in the verses, you are thinking of Krishna, or you are thinking of Srimad Bhagavatam, you are thinking of the spiritual world. And if you are not, then where the mind is? The mind is in mind. So even if the mind goes to Maya, make it a point to focus it onto Krishna. Very good. Now we will have the ladies' department chant. Jamuna, do you remember the first verse? Say it. Yeah, first. Yeah. Very good. And when you are thinking, where is your mind? In Krishna, isn't it? Isn't it a nice way to remember Krishna? Okay, then Radhika, don't feel shy. You recited so nicely the other day. Or are you feeling nervous? Or should we ask your mother to recite? Okay. Maithili, do you remember that? No, I asked you the other day, the second one. Will you say it? Okay, you can say the second verse. Very good. Very good. Did you memorize? The last one. You can say the last one. Very good. Very good. What about the third verse? Okay. Then who will say the okay? Suhasini? Third verse. Who was dictating from behind? Who was dictating? So he can, she can sir, recite all four verses. Okay, so isn't it nice? So if you make some try effort and Naika, you are not, you came only on the so that's why she came on one day and she memorized the verse. So little effort will make you memorize a verse on a daily basis. So should you go to the is it nice to memorize a verse every day? Will you do it or should I force you to do it? Will you do it on your own? Force?
Both.
Okay. So what will come first? You'll do it on your own and then I force, or I force first and then you do it? Okay. So, text 37 today. Etan.
Etan.
This.
This.
Matam,
matam,
the conclusion.
Samatishtha,
remain fixed.
Paramena,
by the Supreme.
Samadhina,
concentration of the mind.
Bhavan,
yourself.
Kalpa,
intermediate devastation.
Vikalpeshu,
in the final devastation.
Na
bimuhyati, will never bewilder.
Karhichi,
anything like complacence. So, etan matam samatishtha paramena samadhina bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu na bimuhyati karhichit.
Etan matam samatishtha
paramena samadhina.
Bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu.
Bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu.
na vimuhyati karhi chet.
Yeah, I forgot to read the translation to get the total meaning. O Brahma, just follow the conclusion by fixed concentration of mind, and no pride will disturb you, neither in the partial nor in the final devastation. So who is telling this?
Lord.
Krishna is telling to whom? Brahma. So etan matang samatishtha. Etan matang means? Etan matang, this conclusion. Samatishtha means?
Remain
fixed. Etan matang samatishtha. Be fixed in this etan matang, in this conclusion. How? Paramena samadhina. Samadhina means? Samadhi, everybody knows samadhi. Samadhi means concentration of mind. Concentration of the mind and paramena. Paramena by the Supreme. So, just follow the conclusion by fixed concentration of mind. What is the conclusion? The Chatushloki is the conclusion. What are the conclusions of the Chatushloki? Krishna existed even before the creation of the material nature, and Krishna will continue to exist after the annihilation of the material nature, and Krishna is maintaining this material nature. Right? So, which means Krishna is the ultimate absolute truth, who exists beyond this material manifestation. And then what is the conclusion? What is the next point made in Chatushloki? If something is not connected to Krishna, that is Maya. And what is Maya? Maya is like reflection in darkness. Because in darkness you are in ignorance, that's why you don't see. In the darkness, if you see a rope, what do you think this to be? You may get afraid, oh, maybe this is a snake. And you react accordingly. You jump and run, right? But it's just a rope. But if you see the rope in light, will you think that to be a snake? Then you see the way the rope actually is. So it is due to the ignorance that we become illusioned. That is, and what is the third verse, third point in the Chatushloki? What is the meaning? The bottom line meaning is that although Krishna is in everything, Krishna is not in everything. Although Krishna is inside of everything, Krishna is also outside of everything. So this is Krishna's inconceivable potency. So this is the etan matan. And what is the fourth verse? Fourth verse is saying of Chatushloki. Up to this is the... If anyone is inquiring about the absolute reality, then this is the ultimate. Etavadivam eva jigyasnam tattva jigyasunatmana. And in whichever way, anvaya vyatirekabham jatsat sarvatra sarvatra. Sarvatra, everywhere, sarvada, all the time, anvaya vyatirekabhyam, anvaya directly or indirectly. So whether your approach is indirectly or direct, what will be the ultimate? This is a Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. Knowledge cannot go beyond Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the ultimate extent of knowledge. So now what should we do? That is being advised here in this verse. Etan matan samatishtha. Samatishtha means samatishtha fixed. Etan matan samatishtha. So where should it be fixed with our understanding? Etan matan. Etan matan samatishtha. And how should we do that? Paramena samadhina. being fixed concentration of mind and paramena, the supreme. Paramena by the supreme samadhina, by the supreme samadhi. Param samadhi. Not only just ordinary samadhi, paramena samadhi. And then what will happen? Bhavan kalpa vikalpishu. Bhavan means yourself. Kalpyo kalpa means partial devastation. Vikalpa means total devastation. Either in partial or in total devastation, na vimuhyati karhi chit. You will never become bewildered. Vimuhyati. Na vimuhyati karhi chit. You will never be bewildered. So what should you do? Do you want to become bewildered?
No.
If you don't want to become bewildered, what do you have to do? Paramena samadhina on what? Etan matam. No, paramena samadhina etan matam. Okay, now, did everybody memorize it? Yeah? You must have memorized it at home only, previously, before coming. And who memorized it right now? Right now? Okay, very good. Tumi bolo? Okay, that's why I told you to keep it written in a piece of paper. Even anyway, if you get stuck, so what? Look at it. If you try it once or twice, now you got the last line? Right. Now vimuhyati karhi. Very good. Tumi ki aage mukhasto korechile? Okay, very good. Okay. So should we try to? Okay. Let us try once again. Etan matan samatishtha.
Etan matan samatishtha. Etan matan samatishtha. Etan matan samatishtha.
Paramena samadhina.
Paramena samadhina. Paramena samadhina. Paramena samadhina.
Bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu.
Bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu. Bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu.
Na vimuhyati karhi chi.
Na vimuhyati karhi chi. Na vimuhyati karhi chi. Na vimuhyati karhi chi.
Okay, so now what is the principle of memorizing? Yeah, the first word of the first line. What is the first word of the first line? Etat or etan matan. So you memorize? So how many of you can remember the whole entire line? Okay, tumi bolo. Etan matan samadishtha. And what is the first word of the next line? Who remembers? Acha. Who remembers the whole line? Tumi bolo. Very good. What is the first word of the third line? And the next Rest of the line. Very good. And what is the first word of the last line? Na vimuhyati kadachit. So, you memorized it? So, if you remember, you'll notice, if you can remember the first line, first word of the sloka, it helps so much. Just by remembering the first word, you can get the whole verse. So make it a point to remember the first. Anyway, now you can follow the rest of the procedure. What is that? Repetition. First is understand the meaning, then repeat, then first word of each line, then write it down on a piece of paper, and then try to repeat it from time to time, and if you get stuck, look at that piece of paper, and then the final is sing it according to your own tune and become not only a pandit but also become a music director. Okay. Etat, this, matam, the conclusion, samatishtha, remain fixed, paramena, by the Supreme, samadhina, concentration of the mind, bhavan, yourself, kalpa, intermediate devastation, vikalpeshu, in the final devastation, na vimuhyati, will never bewilder, karhichi, anything like complacence. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Brahma, just follow this conclusion by fixed concentration of mind, and no pride will disturb you, neither in the partial nor in the final devastation. So why actually the word here is vimuhyati, and the word vimuhyati literally means bewilder, but Prabhupada actually used the expression instead of bewilderment, pride. Why Prabhupada did that? Because pride is the false ego. And false ego is the root of our material bondage. So if we can become free from false ego, no more material influence. If we become free from false ego, then we'll be completely free from material entanglement. So that's why Prabhupada used that expression, pride. If you are free from ahankar, man, buddhi, ahankar. What is the last element in the material nature? Last bondage. Or what was the first cause of our material bondage? Ahankar. Ahankar means false ego. False ego means mistaken identity. Who are you? Vijayananda? Besides being Vijayananda, who are you? Who are thou? Who are you? Who are you?
I'm the spirit soul.
Your spirit soul. Who is a spirit soul? What is a spirit soul?
The part and parcel of love.
Okay. And what is the business of the part and parcel?
To serve my Prabhu.
To serve Krishna. So who are you? Servant of Krishna. Jivet Sharup why? Krishna. But in the material nature, what have you been thinking yourself to be?
I am the Lord.
Right? So that is false ego. Pride. I am the Lord. I am the Master. I am the greatest. Right? So, but if you understand these three points, etan matam, then what will happen? Will you be affected by your false ego? Or will you become a servant of Krishna? So become, if you become a servant of Krishna, then will, what will happen? Na vimujati karhichi. And when? Kalpa vikalpeshu. Even at the time of annihilation. Kalpa is the annihilation of the partial annihilation of the universe. But we also go through another individual annihilation. What is the individual annihilation? Individual annihilation is death. At the time of death, we are annihilated. So that is also then another kind of annihilation. So the point is, even at the time of death, you will not forget Krishna. You will not become affected by false ego. You will not be affected by the illusory energy of the Lord. Is it a good thing to do? Is it good to remember Krishna at the time of death? Or you are not going to die? Everybody's body will die. Although we won't die, but the body will die. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Brahma, just follow this conclusion by fixed concentration of mind, and no pride will disturb you, neither in the partial nor in the final devastation. Please repeat after me. O Brahma, just follow the conclusion.
Just follow this conclusion.
By fixed concentration of mind.
And no pride will disturb you.
Neither in the partial nor in the final devastation. Okay? You understood the meaning? Memorize the verse. You are so firmly situated in the Siddhanta of Srimad Bhagavatam. You understood? So this verse is also very important. Actually, every single verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. And this also is quite a long purport. 1, 2, 3. Okay, at least 3 pages. Anyway, let's see if we can. As in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, has summarized the whole text in 4 verses, namely, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, these 4 verses. What are those 4 verses? First one is Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. The second one is Teshang Satata Yuktanam. Then the third one, Machitta Madgata Prana. And then the fourth one, Tesham Evanu Kampartham Aham Ekagyana Jantam Atma Bhavasna Gyana Dipena. Very good. So how many of you memorized those 4 verses? Very good. Okay. And how many of you will become very good by memorizing these 4 verses? Okay.
Okay.
Those who memorize the verses, I said, very good. But then does it mean that those who did not raise their hands, they are not very good? They can become very good. Alright? Does the secret purpose of the most important Bhagavad Tite conclusion has been explained by the original speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam, who was also the original speaker of Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. There are many grammarians and non-devotee material wranglers who have tried to present false interpretation of these four verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Lord Himself advised Brahmaji not to be deviated from the fixed conclusion the Lord had taught him. The Lord was the teacher of the nucleus of Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses, and Brahma was the receiver of the knowledge. Misinterpretation of the word aham by the word jugglery of the impersonalists should not disturb the mind of the strict followers of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the text of the personality of Godhead and his unalloyed devotees, who are also known as the Bhagavatas. And any outsider should have no access to this confidential literature of devotional service. But unfortunately, the impersonalist who has no relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead sometimes tries to interpret Srimad Bhagavatam by his poor fund of knowledge in grammar and dry speculation. Therefore, the Lord wants Brahma, and through Brahma, all future devotees of the Lord in the disciplic succession of Brahma, that one should never be misled by the conclusion of the so-called grammarians or by other men with a poor fund of knowledge, but must always fix the mind properly via the parampara system. No one should try to give a new interpretation by dint of mundane knowledge, and the first step, therefore, in pursuance of the system of knowledge received by Brahma is to approach a bona fide guru, who is the representative of the Lord following the parampara system. No one should try to squeeze out his own meaning by imperfect mundane knowledge. The guru or the bona fide spiritual master is competent to teach the disciple in the right path with reference to the context of all authentic Vedic literature. He does not attempt to juggle words to bewilder the student. The bona fide spiritual master, by his personal activities, teaches the disciple the principles of devotional service. Without personal service, one would go on speculating like the impersonalists and dry speculators life after life, and would be unable to reach the final conclusion. By following the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master in conjunction with the principles of revealed scriptures, the student will rise to the plane of complete knowledge, which will be exhibited by development of detachment from the world of sense gratification. The mundane wranglers are surprised that one can detach himself from the world of sense gratification, and thus any attempt to be fixed in God realization appears to them to be mysticism. The detachment from the sensory world is called the Brahma Bhuta stage of realization. The preliminary stage of transcendental devotional life, Parabhakti. The Brahma Bhuta stage of life is also known as Atmarama stage, in which one is fully self-satisfied and does not hanker for the world of sense enjoyment. It's quite coincidental that we are also discussing about the Atmarama verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what is the symptom of an Atmaram?
Self-satisfied.
Atmaram is self-satisfied. And what does an Atmaram, in spite of being liberated from the material bondage, do? Nirgranthapi urukrame kurbanti ahantuti. So, although the Atmaramas are free from material bondage, but they are engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotion. Kurbanti ahantuti. Unconditional devotion, unalloyed devotion. So, Brahmabhuta stage of life is also known as Atmarama stage, in which one is fully self-satisfied and does not hanker for the world of sense enjoyment. The stage of full satisfaction is the proper situation for understanding the transcendental knowledge of the Personality of Godhead. The Srimad Bhagavatam affirms this. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tatta vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus, in the completely satisfied stage of life, exhibited by full detachment from the world of sense enjoyment, as a result of performing devotional service, one can understand the signs of God in the liberated stage. In the stage of full satisfaction and detachment from the sensory world, one can know the mystery of the signs of God with all its confidential intricacies, and not by grammar or academic speculation. Because Brahma qualified himself for such reception, the Lord was pleased to disclose the purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This direct instruction of the Lord to any devotee who is detached from the world of sense gratification is possible, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Shatata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upajantite. Unto the devotee who are constantly engaged in the Lord's transcendental loving service, Pritipurvakam, the Lord, out of His causeless mercy upon the devotee, gives direct instructions so that the devotee may make accurate progress on the path, returning home back to Godhead. One should not therefore try to understand these four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam by mental speculation. Rather, by direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is able to know all about His abode, Vaikuntha, as was seen and experienced by Brahma. Such Vaikuntha realization is possible by any devotee of the Lord situated in the transcendental position as a result of devotional service. In the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, it is said, Gopabesha me purushaha purastad abhirbha bhuva. I'll read it again. Gopabesha me purushaha purastad abhirbhuva. The Lord appeared before Brahma as a cowherd, boy. Prabhupada used the expression as a cowboy. As a cowboy, not a Texan though. That is, as the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, Govinda, who is later described by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita 5.29. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpavriksha lakshabrite susurabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasam brahmasebhyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahmaji desires to worship the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who resides in topmost Vaikuntha planet, known as Golok Vrindavan, where he is in the habit of keeping Surabhi cows as a cowboy, and where he is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, the gopis, who love with love and respect. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Lord, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. This is also clear from this instruction. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, and not directly Narayan or the Purushavatars, which are subsequent manifestations. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam means consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound representation of the Lord as much as the Bhagavad Gita is. Thus, the conclusion is that Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Lord in which the Lord and His abode are perfectly realized. So, such a clear and profound understanding of the Absolute Truth. We have received here, Prabhupada pointed out in this purport, that these four verses are the nucleus of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the meaning of a nucleus? Nucleus is the central portion around which the thing grows. From the center it grows like a crystal. It grows from the original crystal. Or an atom. The atom, the center of the atom is the neutron. And then there are protons and electrons. And they are actually rotating around the nucleus. And in this way, the atoms may be, the smallest atom is hydrogen atom. And you get the big atoms like uranium atoms. So, but it is all centered around one nucleus. So, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, the base of Srimad Bhagavatam, the center, the central theme of Srimad Bhagavatam has been presented in these four verses. Therefore, it is very important that we understand them. And similarly, Prabhupada is pointing out that in Bhagavad Gita also there are four original central verses. Tesham Shatrata Yuktanam, Tesham Evanu Kamparthaam, Machitta Madgata Prana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. So this is how we can get the clear understanding of Bhagavad Gita from this four verses. And ultimately what it all means, Aham, like we go back to that, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matta Sarvam Pravartati, Iti Matva Bhajante Maam Buddha Bhava Samanita. Who is situated in knowledge, who knows that Krishna is the shelter of everything and Krishna is the source of everything. Everything came from Krishna and everything is resting on Krishna. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. And then when one becomes engaged in serving Krishna, when one becomes constantly engaged in serving Krishna, then Krishna gives him the knowledge. Tesham evanukam partham aham ajnana jantam. He removes the darkness of ignorance and enlightens him, jnana deepena bhashyata. So devotional service, if we serve Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. He will give us the intelligence by which we can come to him. So what is the bottom line? What is the bottom? Actually Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about the same thing. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study, Srimad Bhagavatam is the advanced study. But the subject matter is the same. What is the subject matter? Krishna is God and serving Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. That is the bottom line. So if you understood that and if you practice that process, your life is made. Your life is successful. So do you all believe that Krishna is God?
Yes.
How many of you believe that Krishna is God? And those who believe fully Raise both your hands and say, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Okay, now why do you believe that Krishna is God? Why? Yeah, but what does the scripture say? How the scripture is proving that Krishna is God? Huh? Go back. Aham evasam evagre. Go back. Aham sarvasya prabhava. From that, Krishna himself is declaring that he is the origin of everything. Sarva karana karana. That's why he is God. Why you are not God? Sitanath, why you are not God?
I must die.
Try to analyze it from this understanding. Aham, evasam, evagre. And are you sarvasya prabhava? Everything is pravartate in you. But so this is how we have to understand that we are not gods. That's why we become so upset when people come and say, "You are God." We are not God. We are not God. If we claim that we are God, then what do we become? We don't become God, we become dog. A person who is not something, and if he claims that he is something, is that right or is it cheating? Say, for example, are you Birla? Are you Birla? Now, if you claim that I am Birla, what will happen? It's cheating. Birla is Birla. And you are Krishna Das. You are even greater than Birla. So that's what we have to realize. We don't have to become something else. We have to just become what we are. We are the servants of Krishna. Alpo kori namani ho dash heno nam. Alpo bhagge dash prabhu dash nahi karen bhagavan. This name Das, servant of Krishna, don't consider it to be very ordinary. Because Krishna doesn't make an ordinary person who is not fortunate enough his servant. To become Krishna's servant requires great good fortune. So that's why we should recognize our actual identity, because that is so glorious. If somebody comes and tells you that you are the son or a daughter of a king, how will you feel? How will you feel that all of a sudden somebody comes and tells you that you are actually the son or a daughter of a king? Won't you feel excited? Wow! I'm a prince or a princess. Now what if somebody comes and tells you that you are the son or daughter of the King of Kings? You are not excited. You are so excited to become the child of a king, but when you realize that you are actually the child of the King of Kings, that's what you actually are. Now, isn't it wonderful? Couldn't grasp it? Okay, just meditate on that. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? Does everybody know that?
How
do you know? Okay.
By knowing this, we have some realization. How can I realize it?
By becoming the part and parcel of Krishna. If you're a part and parcel of something, then what will you do? Want to become connected to it? So become connected to Krishna. And how to become connected to Krishna? Man mana bhavo, mad bhakto, mad jaji, mad namashku. Always think of Krishna and never forget Him. That is how one becomes connected to Krishna. And how do you always remember Krishna? Whatever you do, do it for Krishna. Right? Whatever you eat, do you eat sometimes? Do you like to eat? Whenever you eat something, also remember that it is related to Krishna. So in this way, try to remember Krishna through every action. That is how you will become manmanava.
Last time, no vimuchiti korichi. We never use that. But sometimes after taking Krishna consciousness, we become bewildered. Is there any process that is guaranteed we will never become bewildered?
Yeah. Remain in the association of good devotees. If we remain in the association of devotees, then we will remember Krishna all the time. Because the association of devotees will force us. And if we fall in Maya, if there is a chance of getting into Maya, what will the devotees do? Prabhu, what's happening to you? So they will pull us back to Krishna. Even if we become bewildered, they will save us. That's why it's the safest thing in spiritual life is to remain in the association of devotees.
Devotees who are living in temple, they are constantly engaged in devotional service. But what about life who are not living in temple, like Krishna?
Yes. Why? What is a temple? What makes a temple a temple? Why some place is seen as a temple? Because Krishna is there, right? And Krishna's devotees are there, right? So, if you are not physically present in a temple, but if you are constantly remembering Krishna, and if you are trying to sing the glory of Krishna, you are trying to remind others of Krishna, then your heart becomes a temple. So then wherever you go, you are carrying the temple with you. Right? So wherever you are, even if you are not in a temple, wherever you are, always try to remember Krishna and always glorify Krishna, always remind others about Krishna. So that way you'll be living in it. Not only you'll be living in a temple, you'll be carrying a temple with you. Ha. Hare Krishna, all glories to Shri Prabhupada, Gaur Premanande.